Funds for Bookworm are provided in part by Lannan Foundation. Books.
Where would we be without books? Where would we be without Gutenberg? It's a rhetorical question, sir. But where would we be without books?
From KCRW and KCRW.com, I'm Michael Silverblatt, and this is Bookworm, and this is a very special show. I'm very excited about it. I received a book in the mail called Like a New Sun, New Indigenous Mexican Poetry. It's edited by my guests, Vitor Terán and David Shook. It has a foreword by Elliot Weinberger, who is someone who translated a great deal of Octavio Paz, and he's kind of brilliant. Victor Terán understands English but doesn't speak it. The other, David Shook, translates from indigenous languages and is himself a poet, but a poet in English. I thought it was so fascinating to learn about indigenous tongues, that they exist, that they're on the verge of extinction, that we try to protect them. Now tell me, Mr. David Shook, what is an indigenous language?
Well, the indigenous languages of Mexico, Michael, are the languages that predate the arrival of the Spanish. And Mexico has over 50 federally recognized indigenous languages, but there are actually, most linguists believe, far more than that. Isthmus Zapotec, the language that Victor speaks, which is from southern Oaxaca and has several hundred thousand speakers, is part of a language continuum that has well over 20 variants that are not mutually intelligible. They're more different than English and French, for example, but they often get clumped together and called a single language.
So two people from Isthmus Zapotec speaking Zapotec may not understand one another. What do you call these variants of the language?
Well, each variant has its own name, and, you know, there are several main ones and then kind of sub-variants within there. And Isthmus Zapotec is the dialect spoken on the Isthmus of Tehuantepec, which was actually one of the first routes they considered for a transcontinental canal before settling on Panama. And then there are the valley variants of Zapotec in the Oaxacan Valley and the Sierra, spoken in the Pacific Highlands. And yes, I think depending on the variant, Victor, I've asked him about this before because we've collaborated with a number of Zapotec writers who write in different variants. And sometimes he can understand 50, 60, 70% of what they're saying, and other times far less.
Well, Victor is very courageous because, as you all know, it's not very easy to sit silently and listen to others speaking a language that you don't understand. And that is Victor's situation right now. We are speaking about him in his presence, and he doesn't completely understand us. So what I want to do is surrender our authority and begin by hearing the first of Victor's poems in this book. The book is Like a New Sun, and what I want you to do is hear the language first, the language of Zapotec. I will ask Victor to read the poem first. Hear it. Don't decide on what it means. Listen to the music of its language. Then we'll hear David Shook translate, and then I will ask Victor to read it again so you can get the sound in your ear. This is Vitor Terán reading a poem that in English is called The North Wind Whips. Vitor Terán.
Bien te vi. Bien te vi. Lunes agi chineva quella nanda sa canesiana. Rugube je cayó. Rido pacushu bicu. Da abitisi isabi quininawa giri. Tigi chigulushu. Tigi battini. Nutula gudu basciata ge sagiba. Bissa ananina te. Nagushu. Jagette rigiruttini besa spanda. Gira seguiora ligi. Cugava schendasi. Cacici signa. La catuscia bianatta gugitte scunala. Yanagi gira bietenala cilla degne. Ma la sigunna vini. Nugendaru segura ligi. Tu la nanna signe casacca wagiri. Signeni sino agu giga yana gibice kundubirari. Cosici kayaga, riavariassa ka cosici canaru ni viana taia. La tanena anagassi, giramani wini runda gicela tuluyaga. Tigave latu, panayeke gicialaga, vinijava.
That was a poem by my guest, Vitor Terán. It was in the language of the Isthmus Zapotec, and believe me, people who know Spanish would not be able to understand it at all. Let's first hear the translation by my other guest, David Shook.
The North Wind Whips. The North Wind whips through. In the street, papers and leaves are chased with resentment. Houses moan. Dogs curl into balls. There is something in the afternoon's finger. A catfish spine. A rusty nail. Someone unthinkingly smoked cigarettes in heaven. Left it overcast. Listless. Here, at ground level, no one could take their shadow for a walk. Sheltered in their houses, people are surprised to discover their misery. Someone didn't show. Their host was insulted. Today, the world agreed to open her thighs. Suddenly, the village comprehends that it is sometimes necessary to close their doors. Who can divine why I meditate on this afternoon? Why is it birthed in me to knife the heart of whoever uncovered the mouth of the now whipping wind, to jam corn cobs in the nose of the ghost that pants outside? The trees roar with laughter. They split their sides. They celebrate that you haven't arrived at your appointment. Now bring me the birds that you find in the trees so I can tell them if the devil's eyelashes are curled.
A poem by Victor Terán in translation by David Shook. The poem in the book Like a New Sun, New Indigenous Mexican Poetry. Tell me, David, where does this language originate?
Well, the Zapotec language is over 4,500 years old, and it comes from the Otomanguian family of languages.
What is that?
It's a relatively large family of the indigenous languages of North America. That is mostly confined to that area of southern Mexico where you find Isthmus Zapotec. We're talking about a Native American language, essentially, a language that's been here as long as humans have and that predates significantly the Indo-European languages of the continent's eventual colonizers.
So is this derived or based on Incan, Aztec? What are we hearing?
No, it's actually a smaller language family, for example, than the Aztec language, Nahuatl, which is related to some of our languages on this side of the border, Hopi and Comanche. There aren't any languages within the borders of the United States from the Oto-Mangyan family, so far as I know. So really, it is a language that comes from a source or a root language and culture pretty much entirely unknown to us.
Well, I love this. Before we hear the poem again, I'm going to read you one momentous paragraph from the introduction by Elliot Weinberger. You'll pardon me for saying this, but get a load of this. Spain, in the 16th century, was writing traditional ballads and romances and odes and elegies and eclogues inspired by the Latin. The sonnet, newly imported from Italy, was the rage. Mexico, in the 16th century, to speak of only one of its poetries, the Aztec, had 11 subgenres of lyric poetry that remain known to us. Eagle songs, ocelot songs, spring songs, flower songs, war songs, divine songs, songs of orphanhood known as philosophical reflections, tickling songs, and songs of pleasure. The great religious Spanish poets of the period, Fray Luis de Leon and San Juan de la Cruz, St. John of the Cross, were humans who wrote in praise of God. The great religious Aztec poetry, preserved in the Cantares Mexicanos, came as a gift directly from the gods to humankind. More astonishingly, it is believed that the poems were themselves a kind of god, venerated ancestors summoned to earth by the supplication of the poets. Now, when I read that, I thought, gee, Elliot Weinberger, I mean, I've read his essays and I've read his translations, but what a concept. The poems are gods. Amazing to me. This is Victor Terán reading the poem that in English is called The North Wind Whips.
Bien te vi. Bien te vi. Lunes agichi nevacuela nanda saca nejiana. Rugubeche cayó. Rido pacucho bicu. Da abiti si ija bi quini nagua giri, tigi itchi gulusu, tigi battini. Nutu lago du basciatta gesa giba, bisana nina te, nagusu. Sciaghette rigiruttini besa aspanda, girase guiora ligi, cugava schendasi. Così ci signa, la catuscia pianatta, Cucites cunala, Yanaji gira vietenala chila de ne, mala siguna vini, nugendaru segura ligi. Tula nanna, shinye casa acca wajiri, shinye ni sinua guji gayana jibije, conduvirari. Cucici kayaga, riavariasa cacucici canaruni vianataia. La tanena nana gassi, giramani wini runda gigela tuluyaga, tigabe latu, panayeke, gichalaga, Vinijava.
Ah, beautiful. The poem Biete Bi? Is that how you say it? The
it
North
is.
Wind Whips. Now, in the poetry of my guest Vitor Terán, there's, I would say, would you agree with me, please? I would say, David Shook, that there is a strong sexual component.
Yes, I think there definitely is. And the Zapotecs of the Oaxacan Isthmus are known for their sometimes crass sense of humor. I know translating, or rather interpreting for Victor on the fly, has sometimes gotten me into trouble because of those jokes. But yes, I think there definitely is a strong sensual undertone to almost all of Victor's poetry, even though he's primarily using imagery based on the natural landscape of his homeland.
I'm Michael Silverblatt. You're listening to Bookworm from the studios of KCRW. I'm talking with Vitor Terán and David Shook about the book they edited, Like a New Sun, New Indigenous Mexican Poetry. We'll continue after this short break.
I want to tell you about a new show from the Financial Times called Life and Art from FT Weekend, hosted by me, Lila Raptopoulos. Life and Art is twice a week. On Mondays, I have a guest on to talk about life and how to live a good one. Everything from winter travel to cooking to living more creatively. And on Fridays, we talk art. Two FT journalists and I discuss a piece of culture that's in the air. New music, movies, and more. Find Life and Art from FT Weekend wherever you listen.
I'm Michael Silverblatt. This is Bookworm, and I'm talking with Vitor Terán and David Shook about their latest collection, Like a New Sun, New Indigenous Mexican Poetry. It's a collection of colorful contemporary poetry from six indigenous Mexican poets written in different Mexican languages. This is the poem called in English, You Will Not Manage to Hurt Me.
Kisuniwara luna. Kisuniwara luna. Kisagu sadiosh kendanabane. Naro vayudubia ani bisanane luna. Nanaachi nenayeche. Shaji pebisinda nashi lubistine. Shaji peguleza luna. La de kazane shicha agidiladilu. Rakadit tirukanai yagetenala chika belashi ajitasha nalu. Rikala chiru kidiru aru nigiro pari chinyabisu shiju. Para chigunina gendarietenala chinaya. Para nekazelu gakananala jeliya. Tinisado vendaria kibiani bisana neluna. Tinisado venda kagite yeche.
Okay, now we will hear the translation by David Shook.
You will not manage to hurt me. You will not manage to hurt me. You will not break my existence. The cathedral of light that you left me is immense, warm, and joyful. You scented my existence for a long time. You introduced me to paradise with your lukewarm and naked body. My hands still shake at the memory of your fleshy ass. My lips still tremble when I remember the taste of your nipples. With these memories, how can I feel hurt? Though you left me, how can I abhor you? You left me with an ocean of dazzling fish. An ocean of incessant fish.
Gorgeous. Now, when I first heard this poem read, I gasped. Not at the sexual memories. I gasped at the idea of being left an ocean of incessant fish. Now, I would like you, if you would, David, to ask Victor where that came from in his poetic imagination.
Es muy difícil explicar.
It's very difficult to explain.
Las imágenes o nuestras vivencias nos impactan de golpe y nos obligan a las personas que tienen cierta sensibilidad a expresarse de tal manera que pueda recordar su vivencia de otra manera.
David.
Victor says that it's his life experiences that inspire those of us who have the sensitivity to describe them in any way that we can.
En este caso, mi padre fue pescador. Yo lo acompañaba cuando iba de pesca y me maravillaba cómo el cambio de luz cuando salta el pescado y cuando lo trata de atrapar también se resbala y se va y no lo pueda controlar.
I'm going to start the translation and then David will conclude because this just awed me. He said that in his family his father was a fisherman and the light of accompanying the father fishing stayed with him for his lifetime and is, if I can extrapolate a bit, his vision of infinitude. Now, tell me more.
I approve of that extrapolation, actually, Michael. And Victor does use fish-related imagery in a lot of his poetry.
Wow.
The Isthmus is known for its seafood, its fish, and its shrimp. And one of the things he remembers is the way the light reflected off the fish and how it looked different when they were out of the water and how slippery they were between the hands.
Oh, beautiful. This is what I hoped for. This show is a celebration of language. It's Zapotec. It's Spanish. It's the language of poetry. It's English. And we're all talking together. Sometimes we understand each other. Sometimes we don't and we do the best we can. But none of us are getting up furiously to leave. We're all in the same boat, if you'll pardon my great joy in punning on the subject and the idea here in this poem that although you have left me, you will not manage to hurt me. And the great first line, essentially, I'm unbreakable. You will not break my existence.
I think the first two lines of the poem, you will not manage to hurt me, you will not break my existence, are even more powerful when you consider they're written in a language that has survived over 500 years of oppression by speakers of Spanish. Victor's case is particularly poignant as well because he didn't speak Spanish until he was 12 or 13 years old.
So he was speaking
purely Zapotec. And at age 11, he moved to Mexico City for an educational opportunity. And he couldn't make friends because he didn't speak Spanish. And as a way to survive, and he says not to lose his mind, he began writing down dialogues with himself in his own language. And when he went back home to Juchitán, he went and sought out the director of the library there and showed him his notebooks. And it was that librarian who told him, this is poetry, and then asked him on the spot if he'd consider allowing him to publish a book. And that became Victor's first book. So it's both cultural and very personal story of survival.
I feel as if we've gone on an adventure quest together, all of us here, And I'm very grateful to you, to all of us, for risking publicly a multilingual conversation in which we are not all familiar with all of the languages. And yet, if we're lucky, we recognize beauty when we hear it and see it. I've been speaking with the poet Vitor Terán and the poet translator David Shook. David Shook is himself a poet who writes in English. It's been a pleasure to have you on. Un plaisir grande para hablar contes. Los Angeles is in the middle of a festival called Pacific Standard Time LALA. We're seeing a lot of murals, art, poetry, music, dance. Everyone is contributing to remind us that we're living in a city that is statistically more than half Latino, Mexicano. Spanish doesn't even begin to describe it. There are neighborhoods in which these Mexican indigenous languages are spoken. Yes?
Yes.
Thank you both. I've been talking with Vitor Terán and David Shook, editor and translator of Like a New Sun, New Indigenous Poetry, published by Phoneme Media. Phoneme Media specializes in the publication of translations of indigenous languages. Thank you both for joining me. Gracias.
Thank you, Gracias. Michael.
You can comment on today's show or read an excerpt from Like a New Sun, New Indigenous Mexican Poetry at kcrw.com/bookworm. Download the podcast from kcrw.com or from iTunes. You can also listen on demand with KCRW's smartphone apps. My co-producer, who has been by my side during this show, helping and abetting and making sure that this runs smoothly, is dear Connie Alvarez. Alan Howard is associate producer, the technical director who has been on pins and needles making sure that this all works, is our beloved Mario Diaz, with special thanks to my very favorite assistant, Sean Sullivan. I'm Michael Silverblatt. Join me again next time on Bookworm.
I am a bookworm, he is a bookworm, she is a bookworm, we are all bookworms. I am a bookworm. We are all bookworms.
Funds for Bookworm are provided in part by Lannan Foundation. This program is produced in the studios of KCRW Santa Monica. You can access archives of all Bookworm programs and podcasts, the most recent ones, at kcrw.com/bookworm. The Bookworm themes were composed and performed by Ron and Russell Mayle of Sparks.
I'm Michael Silverblatt. Join me next time on Bookworm when Scott McClanahan is my guest.
I want to tell you about a new show from the Financial Times called Life and Art from FT Weekend, hosted by me, Lila Raptopoulos. Life and Art is twice a week. On Mondays, I have a guest on to talk about life and how to live a good one. Everything from winter travel to cooking to living more creatively. And on Fridays, we talk art. Two FT journalists and I discuss a piece of culture that's in the air. New music, movies, and more. Find Life and Art from FT Weekend wherever you listen.